This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks and Cal Hunter, our producer. Todd Kunin is off working hard on a trial that he's got at the beginning of next week, so we excuse him this time. We are having a great time, hour number one. This is hour number two of the 16th of April, 2022. Beautiful on the West Coast. We have been talking about some really interesting things from hour one. We normally try to separate them in separate hours, like they're a completely different hour, so individuals can, you know, not be lost if they join hour two or hour three, but we just can't do that. We have to continue to talk about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard's trial coming up. We're going to talk about Lori Vallow, the Parkland shooting case. They're trying to find, obviously, the individual, the Parkland shooter, confessed. So the question is, does he get the death penalty or life in prison?
And in that state, the jurors make that decision.
Exactly right. And that's what they're in the process of, choosing a jury. We're going to talk about that, what's going on with that. That's very interesting.
Those four jurors, man.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They haven't found anybody yet.
Yeah, it's difficult. Difficult. Tish Cyrus is... His achy break. He's got an achy breaky heart, and there's a divorce going on. We're going to talk about that with Denise and Twitter and Elon Musk. You can't. That's just like staring us in the face. We got to talk about that.
It's a jagged little pill.
It's a fun, interesting one. It's some interesting legal maneuvering.
And absolutely.
This is all about legal lawyer maneuvering that I think is fascinating.
And it's so fun because it takes me back to my business and corporations class in law school.
I hate that when other people say that, because, like, I don't remember what I did yesterday. I don't even remember what class I had in law school. I remember my law school class. What? I don't remember law school at all. I remember playing golf during
every
law
now
school.
And then I'll like surprise myself, because I'll have a flashback and I remember it from my notes, and I'll like, wow, I can't believe I remember that. It's a long time ago.
I remember $40 billion. I mean, I remember that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of money at stake here.
Anyway, we're going to talk about the Twitter and the Instagram, I mean the Twitter and the Elon Musk thing, but what we're here for, one thing and one thing only, and that is case or no case.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
Champlain, Illinois. Jim Klaus was excited. His wife was a good enough cook, but he wanted to help out in the kitchen because he'd been watching the Food Network. So he went to Target and bought some stuff. He got a knife set, some spatulas, pots and pans that he really liked, and a mandolin so he could slice up his vegetables all pretty. And then it was kitchen showtime. Jim got the slicer out, cut the tomatoes perfectly on the, just started slicing, perfect eighth-inch slices, oh so thin. But then the surgically sharp blade on the slicer came loose from the plastic, went over the guard, and made a serious cut on Jim's thumb. Stainless steel and a hand cut, you can imagine it bled a lot. And he went to the emergency room to get some stitches. The nurse told him that mandolin slicers can be dangerous, and that this was the second one from Target that had a blade separation problem. So Jim did the predictable thing, went to his lawyer buddy and said, well, what do you think about this? Do I have a case or no case? Denise, does Jim Klaus have a case or no case?
Absolutely, if that's what happened. So if it's a case, it would be a pretty good case. Of course, you know, Mr. Penny here would not take it, because it wouldn't be a multi-million dollar case, just a slice on the finger. So,
you remember 19,000 of these units were sold.
You know, it's I knew you were going to say it when you said it, and I've cut myself before. So, but the blade didn't detach in my situation. I'm going to say this. Target bought them and distributed them, but Target's not the manufacturer of them. So if he filed a suit, he would have to file a suit against the manufacturer of them and Target. Or if he filed against Target, Target would have to file a cross complaint against the manufacturer saying it was defective.
Oh.
But this isn't a case. I'm sorry, it's not a case.
Okay.
No case.
Fred Penny, what do you think about this?
I love it when there's something up my alley that I understand. I love Denise, but she's wrong.
Oh.
FYI, every state's different, but like, for example, in California, everyone down the chain is liable, including Target. If they sell the product, they can be sued and they're liable. Everyone from the beginning of when it was manufactured all the way down to the person that sold it at the end is going to be liable if there's a product defect. So there you go, Denise. Yes, Target can be sued. Now, the answer to your question is this a case. Denise, without even you saying that, I said to myself, this is a scenario, and I bet there's a recall. But there's no specific case that Cal is talking about. I bet there's a recall going on. So the answer is, I agree with Denise, no case.
You know Cal a little too well,
yes.
I'm thinking.
Well,
also, you can look at my right ring finger and notice there's
a... Oh, he does have a cut. I noticed you do have a cut.
There's a Band-Aid on there. And so those of you who said it was a case, that was none of you. Those of you who said it was no case, that would be...
Both of us? Yes, Denise, we nailed it together.
But 19,000 have been recalled. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has received four reports of the blades separating from the Sharper Image, which is a bankrupt company, by the way, and Frigidaire Julienne attachment coming off during food preparation. No life-threatening injuries have been reported. They ask consumers to stop using the products and go get a refund in the form of a gift card. And you can sharpen a gift card on a knife sharpener from the Sharper Image and cut your vegetables with your gift card. Anyway, so he got some free gloves. Next time, they have cut-free gloves, you know, so he bought some of those for the next time.
Oh, there's cut-free gloves?
Yeah, they're like butcher gloves, you know. They're,
oh. Yeah.
So did you buy some for yourself?
They're online. They're coming in, yeah. I'm telling you, this mandolin of mine, it took a hunk out of my finger.
Oh, so it did happen. Did,
oh, yeah.
Did,
yeah.
Is it because it came loose? Or just?
No, it's because I'm a lousy... Because I'm a dope, basically.
Yeah, I can see Cal. Okay, this carrot, I'm at the very last inch of it. I got to slice it really thin. It's like, Cal, your finger's getting close. Cal.
Right? No, it's fine. I got this. Oh! No, actually, it was a potato, and the little guard deal popped out
guard.
Of the potato. Yeah, and the guard popped out, and my finger went down and got... And those blades are sharp.
Did you still eat the potatoes?
Oh, sure. Just wash them up. They're fine. Yeah. I'm an Idaho kid. You can eat...
Dear, there's a little finger in there. Will you pull that out really
I told
quick?
Her, add it to the flavor. She
oh, man.
There used to be, like, that story about a hamburger place that had like a finger in their food at one time, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
Grinder,
yeah.
Well,
the
is it time
the
to go, Cal? Yet is it almost time to go?
I think we're getting close.
I just remember one thing. Okay, that's it. Case or no case?
That
right?
is case or no case. Next hour, we're going to talk about Alvis, not Elvis, but the singer Alvis. That's next hour on Case or No Case, right here.
Yeah, just because we're coming up on the end. Thank you, Cal. That is
sure.
Awesome. Look, remember, we're only talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Don't think we're giving you legal advice. If you want to call in at 855-LAW-RADIO. Go to our Instagram at Radio Law Talk, Twitter, everything. We'll just type in Radio Law Talk. We appreciate you being here. We're having fun without Todd. We're going to come back and talk about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. Listen to hour number one if you didn't catch it all. But the testimony of Johnny Depp, those four Johnny Depp are up on the stand this week. Man, there's some interesting stuff. And I'm going to say it again, Cal. Johnny and Amber, come on down free.
Yep.
1 hour's free. Only 1 hour.
But you'll counsel with them.
I'll counsel
through this.
Yeah. As I will mediate it for them, and I will be the best thing for them.
And I think your first advice would be, can you two just shut up and stop?
Yeah, shut up and listen to me.
Right.
See you, bye.
That's Fred Penny, Cal Hunter, Denise Dirks, and Fred Penny on Radio Law Talk, which continues after we take the first break of this hour. Stay tuned.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
And I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny and Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny and Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Where's Todd? Todd. Todd has kitty.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
So there's that disclaimer. And now back for more Law Talk. Here are Fred Penny and Denise Dirks.
Just remember, we're talking Depp Amber Heard case going on in Virginia. The longtime friend of Johnny Depp, guy by the name of Isaac Barak, I'm going to say Barak, is on the stand, or was on the stand this week. And Denise brought up a great point. He was very well liked. I mean, it seemed to be he was very well liked by the jury, to the point where people were kind of laughing, and he laughed, and then he cried. And he's a painter for Johnny Depp, was painting something. I don't know.
He has like 25 different art pieces.
Right.
Yeah.
And then Johnny, he lived in the home, a home right near them, or a condo.
It was Johnny Depp's extra condo. It was like right next door.
Right. Or now maybe a couple down, whatever it is. It was right by it. But the point is he saw Amber and Johnny a lot. And that's what's so damning about this is he testified, as we brought up last hour, that, look, I saw Amber the day of the incident and the next day, and I didn't see anything. She even pointed, look, and there's nothing there.
He hit me in
there.
The face, and there's nothing there.
Well, hit in the face with a phone, and there's nothing there, right? And so, but here's what's interesting. At one point, he got really emotional, and he stated that Heard needs to take responsibility and move on. And he talks about how everybody's been completely devastated by this and that, it's not right what she did. It's insane. So he's basically saying, Amber, you should have never brought this up, or never, or at least aired your dirty, laundry out in the public. Now, obviously, many women are going to say, well, maybe she should have to show what, if there's an abusive relationship, they need to air it. And so, again, this is people talking for Johnny at this time, right?
Yes. And this guy was funny, too, because he was supposed to do, he was commissioned to do 25 different art pieces. Johnny said, you can live in this apartment, next door for free. And it was going to be a couple of months. And then he realized, I can't do 25 pieces in a couple of months. And it ends up drawing out for several years. And over the time frame, he was also given $100,000 approximately from Johnny Depp. And he was asked, when Johnny made this offer to pay you.
The cross-examination.
Kind of
trick him, kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, when when Johnny made this offer for you, he was going to pay you $100,000 to let you live there for free. Did you accept that offer? And he said, yes, of course. And all the jury apparently laughed and thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But he was also very emotional. He's the one that saw Herb right after her alleged incident. He's the one that was closest to these people and saw, them on almost a daily basis. And he cares for both of them. He said, I really loved Amber Heard the same as I did Johnny. And she had great teeth,
And everyone laughed.
And everybody laughed at that. And he said, and she was good with makeup, meaning that she didn't really have to wear makeup.
Right.
She was very beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful without makeup. One interesting thing he did bring up, though, was that he saw the video around this time period, or right after the incident, right after the breakup, where Amber's sister and her were in the elevator, and there's a video of it, and it showed Amber's sister pretend to hit her in that area, and then they laughed about it.
This was an elevator video.
Right.
Very, very interesting. And so, of course, Johnny Depp's going to paint that as if that was a plan.
Right,
for the sisters to bruise her, so her sister was going to punch her to bruise her, so she had a bruise that she could take a picture of, and that's what Mr. Barak believed. He believes that Amber Heard made this up completely.
Right, and that's what their argument is. And then before we get to Johnny Depp's sister, which really didn't do a whole lot one way or the other, right? There wasn't anything big, but again. In the opening arguments, I'm going to bounce back. Amber Heard's attorneys are arguing that, look, Johnny has brought the, you know, basically brought this on himself with poor choices. You know, stop blaming others, people for your own self-created problems. And that's their argument. That's part of their argument. It's going to be, look, you're blaming others when it's your own issue. And obviously Heard's attorneys zero in on what? His drug. They're claiming he's a drug, alcohol, drug, you know, has drug issues and
he's
alcohol.
He's like binges.
Yeah, binges is what they're trying to say. And then they're going to
And how can he even remember whether or not he did these things?
Right, that's exactly
That's kind
right.
of the allegation. You did them when you were under the influence, and you don't have sufficient recall.
Right, so that's what's going on. I think we've kind of gone over it enough. But
we're going to see more testimony, you guys,
yes.
And we'll have to see what Amber Heard's attorneys bring up.
Oh, they're going to bring some stuff up, too. So next week, join us. Do not forget next week, because we're going to bring up more of that. Now, Lori Vallow, those of you who have been living under a rock, Lori Vallow is a woman that was originally out of Utah and Idaho, well, mainly Idaho, but there's an individual guy named Daybill. Or Daybill is a man that is...
He's a doomsday author.
Yeah, doomsday, but I'm going to say he's a little bit off. I'm going to put it that way, a little bit off. And he's off because doomsday, what, was July of 2021 was the end, right?
Well, sometimes you get it right. You know.
Yeah, he just missed it. Maybe that was when someone was put in office. I don't know.
Well, except for doomsday for her children could have been.
No, that's exactly. But they did, Cal, isn't that correct? In his book, he said it was July of 2021 was doomsday. And Lori Vallow was a follower of his and read his books and thought he was great and this guy would come and speak. And we're going to talk about what happened, if you guys aren't following this case, and the latest in the trial. It is one of the saddest cases you've ever heard, and we'll be back and talk about it.
Yeah, some people are now saying, interesting, Fred, I know this will come up, but that he is now being manipulated by her. This is very interesting stuff. It's fascinating. A big crime, a couple of kids lost their lives over this. So we'll have more of that coming up on Radio Law Talk as we continue here in the second hour on RadioLawTalk.com and on many great radio stations coast to coast. We'll be back.
Every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations coast to coast.
Announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. The dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Kremlin is striking back in the western part of Ukraine. Russia did an airstrike on the capital city of Kyiv after the Ukrainians sunk their battleship. The Pentagon confirming that indeed the Moskva was hit by Ukrainian missiles, though the Kremlin says it was lost in a fire. Russian officials warned it would step up strikes in retaliation. It also warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note not to send more weapons to Ukraine or it could face unpredictable consequences. After 2 months of decline, COVID-19 cases are on the rise in some states. Experts are concerned that the coming wave caused by the BA2 variant will cause hospitalizations to rise in the coming weeks and that the wave will be bigger than it looks. The BA2 variant is about 30% more contagious. Wall Street was closed for Good Friday, but it ended the week in the red. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley. Oh, stop it.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
So we're back talking about the Daybill and Vallow case. So Lori Vallow is followed this Daybill guy around that was a doomsdayer. And there's a lot to talk about and go into. So read up on it. But Lori Vallow's, quote, husband was killed by her brother in a, quote, self-defense. And when that occurred, she was called to come down to the scene of the house where her husband was dead. And you should have seen the reaction. They videoed her. She was laughing. It was as if there was nothing. It's like she's coming home to, someone.
Coming home for Thanksgiving,
yeah,
or something.
Kind of like something, something happened, but like, okay, someone, broke a fence post, something like that. And she,
Daybill's mother, or
yes,
wife was also died.
Died somehow.
Yes, and this all happened around the same time. And then after her brother killed her fourth husband, Mr. Vallow, then he died.
He died somehow. And then, so she's got these two children. And the grandparents are really close to these two children. One is... has Down syndrome. One had Down syndrome.
No, not Down. Autistic.
Autistic. I'm sorry.
So there were two children. One's name is
JJ.
Taylee, and then JJ was autistic son.
Right, and they had them, and apparently one of Lori Vallow's friends was on like 60 Minutes or 2020 and said she remembers her talking about doomsday and didn't want her kids, and she thought the devil was coming into her kids and stuff like that, and she was just talking all this weird things. Well, sure enough, the kids disappear. The grandparents are worried about it, and so an Idaho court orders her to appear and bring the children so they can see that the, you know, it's a, what's that called when they check on the children's welfare? Welfare check?
Yes.
Welfare check. And she refuses to do it, and she's in, so they put in basically.
Her and Daybill leave to go to Hawaii, and they're trying to hide out in Hawaii, and so she's brought back to Idaho from Hawaii.
Because the court ordered her to show up, and she didn't.
Yes,
and
it was like a order to show cause regarding contempt for not bringing the kids.
Right, and so she finally shows up, and they arrest her for that, and by the way, an individual, and Cal knows a lot about this because he knows the reporters. Cal's from Idaho, and Cal knew the reporters that handled this. But the interesting thing is there was an individual that from Idaho that had a storage facility, and he said, I've got some interesting video to show you. And it showed video of Daybill and Vallow's brother coming out with these big, huge bags, like garbage, 55-pound garbage bags, and they could tell they were heavy the way they were carrying them, and they left. Well, sure enough, they find out in Daybill's house, he has some property, they found the remains. They had been burned, right? Didn't they had?
They were in shallow graves in the backyard.
But had been burned, too, though.
This is how they were found, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
JJ was wrapped in plastic and bound by duct tape, while Taylee's body had been dismembered and burned.
Yeah.
They were both secured by duct tape. Then over their mouths were duct tape as well, and they do believe that JJ died from asphyxiation. So he may have been alive when he was buried.
Well, we don't know. We don't want to say, but still.
Well, the weird thing about this is, Fred, is here we have a woman who says, I think the devil's in my kids, therefore I'm going to kill them, but the devil's not in me.
Right.
I'm just going to kill my kids.
Right.
Right? I mean, come on. How weird is that?
Yeah. So anyway, why are we bringing all this up?
Well, she was committed initially to a psychiatric ward.
Right.
And that was back in June of I think it was 2020. And now the judge has said, she's better now. She's restored to competency, and she's fit to proceed with her trial.
So that's interesting to talk about. And Todd's not here to talk about this because he's a former prosecutor for the DA's office, and he works at the public defender's office. What happens is, under the law, individuals can be found to be not competent and go to like a psychiatric ward, but later they can become competent. It's not like, okay, once you're incompetent, you'll never become competent again. And that is what's happened, and that's why we're bringing this up, is the court just held Lori Vallow is now competent, even though she's been in psychiatric ward, to come and be tried for the death of her children, there's a whole litany.
It's like hiding evidence
et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So does competence mean that she's able to assist in her defense or understands the charges against her, essentially, right?
Both of those.
Yeah.
And so that's what's going on now. That's going to start. And then Daybill still, he hasn't had trial yet. They're saying I can't remember the dates. That's coming up pretty soon. His trial also. But what's crazy about all this is how the heck do you, I mean, I don't, how do you even do this, right? How can you, I just don't understand how people.
How can you look your children in the face?
Yeah,
and harm them.
It tells you that how mentally messed up they are, you know. And that's, and again, innocent until proven guilty, right? And I still believe that.
Well, what's crazy about it is all of it. The whole thing is crazy.
Yeah.
It's just, it's like this. How do you? How can something like that even be? Even if in your heart of hearts, as a very mentally ill person, you felt like you were doing the right thing. How? Right. How?
Right.
Maybe it's just me.
855 Law Radio. 855 Law Radio. What is it, Denise?
855-529-7234.
If you want to talk about that. But we're going to move on to the Parkland shooting. And
I want to say one more thing about Vallow.
Sure.
Just because she's mentally fit now to stand trial does not mean she can't be found that she was not mentally fit at the time if she killed her children.
So they can determine that guilt because she was loony, basically, right?
They could.
Yeah.
I still think she would have that defense
available. I don't disagree. Well, Todd's not here to talk about the judge in the Parkland shooting trial.
Well, that's okay. I can do it.
No, the judge. I'm talking about the. Remember, he wanted.
Oh, he has a little crush.
Yeah, he's got a little.
He's got a judgy crush on someone.
He's got a judgy crush on
her. Yes, he does.
And he wants to make sure that. Hey, you know, I don't know that the judges are allowed to date former prosecutors and public defenders, but you know, I don't know. Anyway, tell us what's going on in this, Denise. This is the Parkland shooting. Is that guy by the name of Cruz that admitted going in and killing a number of people? Correct.
And Parkland was it was a disco or some kind of a party place, right?
No, big high school.
Big high school.
Oh, it was,
yeah,
high school.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking this is the one out of Florida.
Yeah. No, this is the one, the high school, and he didn't. And so what happened here is that now in the state of, oh my gosh, what state is this, Cal? Do you remember?
Florida.
Florida, that's right, Florida. So there, if you have to have a jury determine whether or not you have been, are going to be put to death or whether or not you're going to have life in prison because he's admitted fault. In other states, it's the judges, right? So it depends on what state you're in. So now they've got to pick a jury to determine whether or not this individual goes to the death penalty or whether or not he is in life in prison. I tell you, life in prison is not going to be good for him.
No.
But the interesting thing is the difficulty they're having in picking a jury or seating a jury. Now,
yeah.
Let's go a little bit on the light side. I hate to do this, but a little bit on the light side. So what we talked about last week was this one juror that said, I can't sit as a juror because I have a husband and a sugar daddy. And my sugar daddy helps me out. Now it even came out this week that the sugar daddy pays her $8,000 a month. Is that what it is?
Yeah, and she would lose her house.
She would lose her house. She would lose her family. She would lose everything.
Yeah. So she can't do this because of her $8,000 a month from sugar daddy. And so, by the way, she does get dismissed and sent out, but we find out now it's $8,000 a month.
Yeah,
so.
She actually talked to a reporter afterwards about it.
Yeah, TV station,
Isn't this also the case where they had all these potential jurors that left crying their eyes out, and the judge had to get rid of the whole entire panel?
They said he was so dark when he came in. It was so, many people said they just felt so dark inside and so cold.
Well,
they
couldn't stand being in the presence. Said they knew individuals or families that had been affected by it, and so that's going to be difficult. They're going to have a difficult time finding a jury in the first place. Second thing is, it'd be very difficult for a jury to sit, you know, sit there and listen to this. And I think the situation is this guy's just like, do whatever you want with me. I don't really care. I mean, this Cruz guy. So we'll move on from that. But the whole point is the judge has dismissed all the panel. And they're basically starting all over again because of all the outbreaks and the people crying and upset has tainted the jury pool that they had at the time. And they've gone through hundreds of people. So they're back to square one, basically trying to find more potential jurors to determine whether or not this individual, Mr. Cruz, should be put to death or not. We'll be back.
I'm just thinking to myself out loud, for $5 a day, I'm going to do that, right? Tough situation for people to be in. Radio Law Talk will continue very soon here. Stay tuned, as the program is not even close to being done. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go away.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Learn how thousands of...
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You are a loser.
Are you serious?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
Best Kitty Bumps in the United States. That's for sure. Is best radio show Kitty Bumps is Radio Law Talk. Kitty Bumps by Cal Hunter and Little Children.
And the kitties.
And the kitties that, by the way, are somehow related to me and were paid off on McDonald's French fries and Toys R Us.
Toys R Us and fries, right, exactly.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time
ago. I asked them to come and do some new ones. They said not till we get a raise.
That's exactly it. The problem is we're getting older. I would like a car. No, they're not that
Maserati,
big.
Please.
Yeah. No, I would like a quad, or they're going to ask for something bigger. So we were talking about Tish Cyrus. It's funny. It's not Trish. It's Tish Cyrus. And that's achy, breaky heart problems. They've been married how long, Denise?
They've been married for 28 years. They have 5 children.
What's crazy is the Cyruses are getting a divorce, and that's Billy Ray and his wife. And I get it. I mean, there's divorce happens, but 28 years is a long time, and then all of a sudden decide after that to move on. I know I've talked to a number of women that have been in not good relationships, and they kind of have waited for the kids to leave, and then boom, they're out, right?
Yeah, but these their kids are all adults. They've been adults for a while.
That's what I'm saying. That's why. Why are they getting a divorce?
Well, initially, Billy Ray filed for divorce back in 2010, and then he dropped it. And they really did try to work on their marriage. In 2013, Tish filed for divorce, and then they got into marriage counseling pretty seriously, and they were trying hard to work it out, and they looked like they were going to salvage their marriage, and that they actually salvaged their marriage, but most recently now, it's not working again. Hopefully, I'm hoping that they can try to salvage their marriage again, because, you know, they have a lot at stake. They have five kids, and they're, you know, he's 60 and she's 54.
And I think they have, the main argument is the plural of Cyrus, Cyruses or Cyri? I mean, that was the main argument. It all started with a simple thing like that.
Yeah. No, it all started with Achy Breaky Heart.
Oh, that could have been it, too.
Yeah. It all started.
Who gets the money?
Yeah, you know what's funny? I say to myself, man, at age 60, why would you ever want to get a divorce? I'm thinking to myself, Cal, I'm 59.
Write it out,
I'm
man.
There.
Here we go.
Yeah. I'm there. I don't know. My wife has written it out. You know, has been writing it out for 37 years. So why wouldn't you write it out another three or four, right?
50 for mine, the poor woman.
Wow. Congratulations. Well, anyway, so that's going on.
We're going to have to see what happens.
We're going
to
follow that. So we've got to bring up, you know, look, I was like,
Fred, are you going to mediate for them?
No.
Okay.
Not that one. No, I don't want anything to do with that one.
I would like to.
Okay. Denise, you'll do that one?
Well, I just think they should go to their pastor and,
for 1 minute. For one hour, right? You got to limit it, because if they call you up, you're limiting it to 1 hour. After that, you got to get paid.
I give a 30-minute consultation.
Oh, now she's down to 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, let's talk about Elon Musk. So Elon on Twitter, look, Radio Law Talk, not political, but there is political issues with Twitter. And there's always been political fights with Twitter, whether they're liberal. Some people claim they're liberal. Some say, no, they're being neutral. And they're, you know, I don't care what anybody says. It does become a problem of having arbitrary people, you know, saying you can or can't say something on our platform. And yet we do have, you know, the law is that if it's your own business, you can, you know, limit what you want so long as it's not discriminatory, right?
Yeah, censorship should be decided by the public, some people say. Let the people, the users of Twitter, decide if they want to use it or not.
But see, Twitter's a private business.
Right.
So that's what Twitter argues and generally wins on that issue. And so, but the problem is the social media now has become so powerful, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, that it is like a... They move the needle, you know, however, whoever they want to put on the platform or allow on the platform or not on the platform. All right. Given that foundation, and that's a 1 hour argument we're not going to get into here, but just know that that is clearly an argument. Elon Musk has come on in, and there's nothing in there that says he's doing this to, now the pundits I've heard talk, well, he's doing this in order to, he wants freedom of speech. Well, he's never brought that up, but you can read into what he's doing, but he bought, what, 9.5% or 9.2% of the stock, and that is, I believe, the majority shareholder. That's the largest shareholder is 9.2%.
Yes.
And he has now tendered an offer at a 20% increase in the value of the shares to the shareholders so he can to obtain more than 15%, right? And so there is, again, we're not corporate lawyers. Denise and I, we're not corporate lawyers. Cal plays a corporate lawyer.
I do,
on TV.
Anytime.
But what he's trying to do is what, Denise? What's he trying to do?
Well, he's trying to take over. But
right.
Here's the thing. He was initially offered a seat on the board of directors, and he accepted it initially, and then he quickly backed out because he found out that he cannot try to take over the company if he sits on the board of directors, which was what Twitter wanted him to do, because that would also kind of keep him under control, right? And the Twitter themselves, the board of directors, they have a duty, and they have the highest duty and fiduciary duty to the shareholders. And so what they did to protect the shareholders from diluting their interest and being able to buy up all these stocks is that they did what's called a corporate poison pill.
A poison pill. So fiduciary means what? I mean, that's a big word. Many people know what it means, but many don't.
Fiduciary means that it's a person that stands in high confidence and high duties to the other person.
So doing what's best for the shareholders, does it mean necessarily financial?
No, not for the company necessarily. They have to protect the shareholders.
So
what happens in this particular case is the poison pill is invoked. And the poison pill is a way to put him in his place, so to speak, because it allows for the shareholders to buy additional shares at a discounted rate, not the rate that Elon Musk could buy them. So it will end up giving the shareholders more control of the company and more rights in respect to how it's going to be sold.
And easier to squeeze him out, right?
It's easier to block the sale.
Yeah.
But the thing is the blocking the sale a political move or is it a financial move? And so the question is, there's going to be lawsuits filed, right? Because
there already is.
Yeah, there already is, and it's going to fly. Well, interesting, you notice they did this on the Friday. They came out with this on Friday, the board of directors, because nothing really happens. You can't do anything until Monday. So it's going to be everything's in neutral until Monday. Wonder what's going to happen to the stock price. It's going to be pretty volatile. But there's a couple of things that Elon Musk says he could do. He might dump it all on the stock exchange, and then therefore it's going to tank the value, or the lawsuits by a lot of the stockholders that are going to say, look, you're not doing what's best for us, and this is about a financial move. And as board of directors, you have a fiduciary obligation, and I know you brought this up, to make sure that the value of our stock is as good as possible or as high as possible. And if we want to sell it for that amount, great. Now, this is the other thing, the way they can get the board of directors might win on this. They might win on this by saying, well, guess what? We did this to block Elon Musk, and hopefully someone else is going to come in and bid on it and go higher than Elon Musk. And we did that on purpose to help increase your stock. So,
are they doing these announcements on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say no.
But that's interesting how this is all, the all-powerful Twitter that, takes people down and puts them up, at their, and that's all social media. It's very interesting to watch, and I really enjoy social media, and I'm on social media a lot, how you can't do any little thing, and even if you don't do anything, all of a sudden, next thing you know, you're banned for a week. What I did a thing on TikTok. I'll tell you right now. I did a little post that showed me picking an orange, and then showed my son-in-law driving a motorcycle. And they said that went against our community regulations. And I appealed it. They said, "Oh, you're right. It didn't." I'm like, "What?" That just tells you. Is there too much power there? I don't know.
There's a lot of power.
That's what I worry about. We'll be back and talk more about Twitter and Elon Musk, but we've got other things to discuss. Hour number three, and a case or no case.
Yeah, and a lot of that's economic power, too, right? I mean, the ability to have to pay or not pay and all of that. So it's going to require a lot more discussion and study, and I'm sure that will come up as episodes go on here on Radio Law Talk. Hour number three, by the way, will come up at 6 minutes after the next hour on many of our favorite local radio stations that carry the program, and always live on RadioLawTalk.com at no charge. Stay tuned. Radio Law Talk continues.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.